Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Highs of 15 to even 21 degrees in parts today. FM News More 3.
Woo! Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Whoa, you are coming in hot today.
Coming in hot today, look out. Clear the runway for landing.
Foley's got a full head of steam up.
Here comes Foley.
Woohoo!
Who was it, Rick? Was it Ric Flair that did the woo? Whoa!
Yeah.
The nature boy they used to call Ric Flair.
What was that a reference to?
He was mad for nature, particularly he was a huge supporter of urban foxes. Did you know that? The urban fox. He had a particular interest, a peculiar interest, almost a fascination.
Right.
With the urban Ric Flair, the nature boy, was so named. This is the wrestler, by the way, Ric Flair. He was so named the nature boy because of his preoccupation and his, I suppose, his support for the urban fox, the common urban fox.
Still with us, Ric Flair.
I know he is. I was looking at his Instagram last night.
Yeah.
He's a massively entertaining, I suppose, sportsman, showman, really. Like, he was brilliant at the old screaming down the lens of the camera, calling other people out for fights. He famously had a big feud with Hulk Hogan and the Hulkamaniacs.
Right.
Here's a little video of Ric Flair. Woo, woo! Woo! Here he is. I think it's Hulk Hogan he's shouting at, and he's introducing Razor Ramon.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so he's screaming. And he was always, like, white hair. Ric Flair, the white-haired guy, famous wrestler from back in the day. Massive hands. They've all got mad. They're all massive men. Big, burly men.
Razor Ramon always had a toothpick in his mouth, didn't he?
Sadly, longer with us. He died fairly recently.
That is the risk when you're talking about WWE stars.
Ric Flair, he was the guy with the white, long white mullet and very brown. He was a white man, but he was, like, uber tanned. Like fake tan.
Good
or
color.
Sunbeds.
Yep.
He had a high color.
Mm.
Have a listen to Rick in action. Here he is.
You have basked in the glory of the nature boy. You have walked in the shadow of greatness. You know why? Because I allowed it to happen on a daily routine. Long limousines, jet airplanes, any woman in the world you wanted. Just like that. You know why? Because of me. Now, my friend, you have made a career decision.
There he is, the nature boy in action.
That's like me when I've got access to unlimited coffee at a hotel buffet. Breakfast.
You have basked in the glory of the nature boy.
That's the way I talk to JP every day. Just to remind him, put him back in his place.
You have walked in the shadow of greatness. You know why? Because I allowed it to happen.
Because I allowed it to happen. Someone then on TikTok has gone and put Ric Flair's voice through, you know, that squeaky girl voice changer.
Okay.
So that same speech, but in this voice.
You have basked in the glory of the nature boy. You have walked in the shadow of greatness. You know why? Because I allowed it to happen on a daily routine. Long limousine, jet airplanes, any woman in the world you wanted, just like that. You know why? Because of me. Now, my friend, you have made a career decision. You have stepped to the other side of the track. And for that, you will answer not only to the nature boy, you will answer to the almighty Razor Ramon.
Here comes.
Woo!
No way!
Oh my god!
All right, soft launch day 250.
Today FM's
cash machine.
Yeah, day 257.
To the nature boy.
The nature boy. It's Ray Foley in and on. Can I get a woo?
Woo!
Yeah, huge excitement.
Woo!
It's either a woo.
Woo!
Or an Women go wild for this. All of this. Is that right, Rick?
Woo!
Yeah. All right, here's your total for the cash machine this afternoon. Write it down. 601. Place the win. Wiggle.
I'm building my own.
Release the Wiggle.
Yeah.
Are you released? Try and catch it again. Quick, catch the Wiggle. Catch it. There it goes. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Catch it. Catch the Wiggle.
A skinny Australian man in a brightly coloured jumper dancing around the studio, and we're shouting, "Catch the Wiggle, catch the Wiggle." Do you get it?
No.
The Wiggles.
Oh, the kids' TV show. Yeah, it works if you've got kids.
Do you not know what the Wiggles are?
It's a kids' TV show, right?
Yeah, well, you know what the Wiggles are then, and you don't need kids to know that.
All right.
Release the Wiggle.
Yeah, I know. The Wiggle's over there.
That's an interesting idea, though, isn't it? I mean, is the concept, is Beyonce's notion then, they are saying release the Wiggle in the song, correct?
Correct.
So, to follow that train of thought then, Beyonce has the Wiggles locked up somewhere.
Correct, yeah.
And the man on that track is asking Beyonce to release the Wiggle.
False imprisonment is a
or
felony.
Is it only one Wiggle? Is it a single Wiggle that how come she's imprisoned?
How come the other Wiggles haven't noticed the missing Wiggle then?
There's one Wiggle in the basement of Beyonce and Jay-Z's house. And Solange's like, who's down there with the Australian accent? And Beyonce's like, girl, forget about it.
Chained to the radiator. It's a dark story, actually, when you think about
it's
it.
It's really quite it dark, dark, actually. We took it to a dark, a joyous song taken to a very dark place. The gang's all here. Release the Wiggle. Protests outside Beyonce's house. Did you see Beyonce and Jay-Z have bought the second most expensive house in America?
How much did they pay?
I don't know. I can find out for you if you like.
Okay.
Beyonce house.
Beyonce and Jay-Z buy Malibu estate for $200 million. Ooh. It's the most expensive home in California and the second most expensive in all of America. The most expensive, I think, is in New York. $200 million. So they've got room for loads of Wiggles in the basement, not just the one Wiggle. I would urge the remaining Wiggles, the free Wiggles, to look out. Look out. Sleep with one eye open.
Yeah.
Always be looking over your shoulder.
She's mad for the Wiggles.
Because Jay-Z and Beyonce are coming after you with a net.
Did they get that on a fixed or a tracker mortgage? And was it through EBS? Who was it through, right?
I know the circumstances of it. They paid cash.
Cash?
Yeah. And I don't know if... they said it, the story was, the headline that I read yesterday, was that they paid up front for it in cash. Hardly real cash. Or would it? Like, they already went to the bank and said, I want $200 million in cash.
Unlikely.
Beyonce, Jay-Z, Solange and a Wiggle walk into a bank. I'm sorry. Apparently, man behind the Wiggles, he's a multi-millionaire himself, is the main Wiggle guy.
Right. So he could pay the ransom if they were, in fact, demanding a ransom for his release.
It depends on which Wiggle. Some Wiggles are more loved or more beloved than others.
Oh.
So it depends on which Wiggle. There's Anthony. Yeah.
Wiggle your fingers,
Jeff.
High in the sky, we're ready.
Greg.
So wiggle, wiggle your ears.
Murray.
And wiggle your eyes, we're ready.
And Captain Feathersworth.
Wiggle, wiggle your
Wags the dog.
Wiggle your nose, we're ready.
Henry the octopus.
So wiggle, wiggle
Dorothy
on 10 toes. Wiggle on 10 toes.
We would ask, we would like to use this opportunity here on Today FM this afternoon to reach out to Beyonce and to Jay-Z this afternoon.
Yeah.
And we would implore them, we would impeach them. Please. Please. Release the Wiggle.
Stay the night. Baby, we can bring the music back to life. Just you and I.
He's got a family.
Well, it's all the rest of the Wiggles. The Wiggles are all a family. We're all members of the extended Wiggle family.
Stay the
Coldplay and Sky Full of Stars is it. I just hit the wrong button, lads.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
Today FM and the music you love. Coldplay, Sky Full of Stars. Radio, radio. Ray's here, JP.
Hi.
We're doing a roll call, actually. Ray Foley on show. JP.
On show.
How you doing? On show, Ray, this is Lisa listening in Mount Mellick this afternoon, and she says, love the show. Yay. Lisa, hello. Who? Thank you. And love the show, A.
Hey.
Guys, I nearly wet myself over the 3K quiz yesterday. Keep it coming. From Jer on show in Sligo. Jer, we can't have you wetting yourself. Unless, of course, you're working in maybe gardening, and you have a watering can, maybe, of some kind.
Okay. Yeah.
Working in a swimming pool or an aqua centre of some kind.
Yeah, hey, well, precisely. If you're a lifeguard, you can wet yourself all day long.
Jer, we'd like to clarify the situation. Why, what was it about the quiz? Was it like, was it funny?
There was the KKK question. Yeah, that arose.
It's not KKK.
It's 3K.
3K, as in 3K. The Ks are kilometres.
Yeah.
We're not referring to a klux or a clan. It's specific. It's klux, isn't it?
Klux, yeah.
No, nothing to do with that. It's kilometres. 3K. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on, actually. And your chance to get involved. We'd love you to get involved for the month of June, between the 1st and the 30th of June. It's 100K in 30 days. You can check out their website. And we've lovely prizes to give away this afternoon. And wiggles, loads of wiggle texts. Yeah, Shelley's been on. Ray, I think she's just talking about shaking her jelly, a.k.a. the wiggle, like I do every Friday during your mix from Shelley. This is Beyonce, the assertion that Beyonce ought to release the wiggle. I've been looking at the Wiggles Wikipedia page. There have been a number of Wiggles down through the years. There's Murray Cook, Jeff Fatt, Greg Page, Philip Wiltshire, Sam Moore and Emma Watkins and Kelly Hamilton. All former Wiggles. They're ex-Wiggles. They no longer wiggle. They're solid now, I suppose. They're solids. And then the current roster... has Lucia, Katerina, John, Evie Ferris, Tashay Hawkins, Simon Price, Lachlan Gillespie, and of course, the numero uno wiggle, the king of the wiggles.
Who's that?
The one wiggle. The wondrous wiggle. It's Anthony. Anthony Field. He's the blue, known as the blue wiggle. He's been a wiggle the longest. What is Anthony's net worth? Because he's the big winner. He's the wiggle winner.
Okay. I'm going to get... So they would have had like a DVD deal and all that.
Oh, they've had loads. They've had all the songs.
Syndicated around the world. Live gigs.
Anthony should be over there, actually. Anthony, hello. The whole...
Hi.
Anthony?
We're the Wiggles.
Oh, they're all the Wiggles. There's Emma there.
Emma.
I'm Lucky.
Hi. I'm Simon.
And I'm Anthony.
There he is.
Anthony does sound happy.
He's very happy with himself because he's been a wiggle the longest.
Normally, when I look up celebs' net worth and they're not super famous, they always give a ballpark figure of 5 million. So let me start there, Ray.
Beyonce and JJ have just swooped in, removed the rest of the Wiggles, and Anthony's the only one left.
And you know what? Together, we're the Wiggles. Mm. But by myself, it's just Anthony, solo.
And Anthony is solo in terms of the net worths of the Wiggles.
He's out front. Okay.
He is way ahead of his nearest Wiggle.
Is it more than 5 million then?
Yeah.
Is it more than
10 million? Could be dollars because they are Australian.
It all counts. 10 million?
Mo.
15 million. I'm going up in fives, right?
More.
Jesus. 20.
Anthony Wiggle is worth $20 million.
I'm going to start wiggling right now.
That's a whole lot of wiggling.
Today FM's.
Christina Aguilera, Red Man. Dirty with extra R's. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray's my name. It's JP.
Hiya.
Oh, I'm wrecked after that. Don't throw the elbows to Christina Aguilera.
And your ass is chaps there in the boxing ring.
Excuse me?
Well, no, you've got a fine ass. You do have an ass. It's just the chaps are assless. You have an ass.
I have an ass.
Yeah.
You sure do. You better chalk it down. You better remember. Don't you forget it. I really thought this, we had a bit of a random chat about the Wiggles. This is the Australian children's television program. It's sort of an entertainment children's dancing, singing troupe. All in different colours, like there's a yellow wiggle, a blue wiggle, a green wiggle and a red wiggle.
Are they like the Power Rangers, Ray, with less violence?
They're very nice. It's kind of like,
These are the Teletubbies, but live action.
No, these are humans.
Okay.
They're just regular humans wearing just like ordinary coloured jumpers. You have no idea what the Wiggles are. And they just sing songs and talk to your child. There's a modern version of it now. Is it Miss Rachel she's called? Sean is mad for Miss Rachel. I think his name is Miss Rachel, is it? Can someone clear that up for me? It's basically just like, it's whatever. In our day, geez, my kids have gotten so old already. They're like 9 and 11. It was in the night garden. It was like heroin for kids.
It's the ultimate distraction technique.
Ah, put them down in front of In the Night Garden. It's like, finally. Oh, yes. Open the wine. Quick, open the wine.
My dad's like that with Judge Judy. If you stick him down in front of Judge Judy.
Put your dad down in front of Judge Judy.
Would you?
Do you put him in a high chair? And point the high chair at the telly. That's what we used to do.
Right, yeah.
We used to put him in a high chair a certain time of the evening. In the Night Gardens has a whole... It's an incredible process. On CBeebies, In the Night Garden is the last show on before they do their celebrity bedtime story where a celeb reads a five-minute story before bedtime and then they shut down the channel. Then it just stops broad. It's like, the channel stopped. You have to go to bed now. It's genius. But In the Night Garden was on for half an hour. And what we'd do is we'd take the high chair, position it in front of the television, and the minute that music would come on, be like, finally, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We're getting our night back. We become Ray and Kate again, rather than Matthew and Andrew's parents. Yeah, but I was thinking... People in Ireland don't know the Wiggles. They do, as it happens. Is it Claire's over there, Claire?
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
I've seen the Wiggles twice in concert. I saw them once in Australia when they played at a Christmas Carols in the Park.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen them in Dublin as well. Not for a very long time because my children are grown up now.
All right. I was going to say, like, you're just like a mad Wiggles fan. Not that you'd be mad to be a Wiggles fan. But that you're just mad for the Wiggles.
But I loved going to see the Wiggles. My favourite song was Do 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 Do.
I love the Do 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 song.
Catchy that, yeah.
It's like a do 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 a da da da, isn't it? Let me go find your Do Do song. Wiggles. What's it called? Do.
How did it go again? Do 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 Do. Is that what she sang?
Wiggles Do song. I've just put it in. Say the dance, do the dance. No, that's do. Do the propeller? No. Is it do as in D-O-U-G-H, maybe?
He's old.
You don't mind waiting.
It's fine.
The Wiggles need some dough.
Oh!
Is it?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
This is bread.
I know.
And it smells delicious.
It smells like bread, eh?
Mmm.
Yeah.
Now, bakers make bread by mixing flour and water together, and it makes dough. And then they put it in the oven, it cooks for a long time.
Don't bore us, get to the chorus. Slow. Here we go. Warm water with some yeast and flour. Let it rise for about an hour. That's all it takes. Put it into a baking tin. Pop it in the oven with a little spin. What do we do? Yeah, we need some. Don't, don't. There it is. We need some. Don't, 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 don't. Well done. Well done. Thanks, Claire. And yeah, and a young child has messaged us as well. This is Anya with her Wiggles doll.
Oh.
Anya Kinsella is there. Hello, Anya.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
This is Anya Kinsella. This is my doll from my friend the Wiggles. Love your show, Ray.
Hey. Adorable. And it's a little Wiggles doll. She's waving at us there. She's never done a little video. Cool or what? It's great to know that you all know this Australian phenomenon, kids' television programme. Well, let's face facts, guys. It's not a patch on Bluey. Come on! Who's that?
Mom!
It's Mum! Who's up next?
Dad!
It's Dad!
Dad. Yeah.
Right, Bingo, you're up!
Bingo!
Last.
Bluey!
Yes, I absolutely love Bluey. Bluey is the perfect television program.
Ray Foley.
You can get on Disney Plus.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Daft Punk, one more time. This is the DFM. music you love.
Mom!
Here's Mom. Show. I love it. Sorry, JP. Yeah.
Question, Ray. Bingo. I'm going to guess is a dingo.
No, they're all dogs. Oh, well, that's an interesting question. Are they dingoes? Are they dogs? They're dogs. Yeah, that's a whole dog. It's a whole dog culture, actually. The Bluey ecosystem. And they're talking dogs and they live in a house.
Are they clothed? Always an issue. No, they're in cartoon
nude.
Animals.
They're nude.
Are they?
They're fully nude. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have they been spayed, neutered, do we know?
Well, I don't imagine so. Because they're...
Because mom and dad had...
Got kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant show. Unbelievable. The dad's name is Bandit. The mother's name is Chili. I know too much about this family. And the father is... Well, the parents generally are perfect parents. So the funny dynamic is you sit and you'll watch this program, Bluey. It's an animated kids TV show from Australia. You'll sit and watch this program with your children and you'll watch these animated dogs be amazing parents to their animated puppies and feel lesser in yourself because this dog is amazing at being a father. It's very... We're talking about The Wiggles and Bluey, generally kids' TV shows from Australia. Richard in Donegal says Bluey cannot be beaten. It's the absolute best TV programme, not just a kids' show of all time. It's very funny. There's some very, very funny moments in it. I wouldn't sit down... I wouldn't go, right, we're watching Bluey tonight with my wife. But if it's on, if the lads are watching it, my kids, I'll always sit and watch it. It's hilarious. And it's so... I've cried watching Bluey. It's so emotional. It's so thoughtful. So they're only 11 minutes long each episode. It's on Disney Plus. Go and look at it. Richard says, my wife and I have often sat down and watched Bluey when the kids have gone to bed. Yeah, you do get stuck on it. If it's on that thing of like, it starts playing the next episode, all of a sudden you've wasted an hour watching it. Lainey says, my son was a major Wiggles fan. I have a video of him singing along to it when he was 2. We had it on VHS. He's turning 20 month. I still remember the songs from Lainey. That's heartbreaking. And Kira said, hi, Ray and JP. Speaking of the Wiggles, my daughter loved them when she was a toddler, but she called them the Yows. The Yows?
Yows.
Yows. The grandparents reminding her one weekend, in our description, to exit away quickly, we forgot to tell the grandparents about the Wiggles, a.k.a. the Yows. Well, that would be important, because if you've got a child saying, Yows, Yows, I want me Yows. Put on the Yows there. Granny and Grandad be like, what? What is she? What? They spent hours looking for a DVD of the Yows. They eventually had to phone us. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Kira. Put that on again. That's very noisy.
That just doesn't work.
Just terrible radio. This is Today FM. J's to the L-O. Hello. Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block, Today FM. J to the L-O. Hello. Better music, girl. Where? From the Bronx. Good afternoon, Ray Foley. Have you watched that video of where Jennifer Lopez goes back to the Bronx?
I think I might. Was it very old?
It's... I don't know how... I couldn't date it. I'd say in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years?
Yeah.
It looks like a documentary footage and Jennifer Lopez goes... She shows up outside someone's house.
Yeah.
And the person that owns the house is like standing on the porch, just standing there. And along comes Jennifer Lopez with a camera crew and sound man of the whole nine yards.
As you do.
And the person says, hello, how are you? Can I help you? And she goes, I used to live here. Can you believe it? I used to live in this house. And the person says, who are you?
Perfect answer.
Sickened. And on the subject of Bluey... Sarah's over there. We were asking, is Bluey a dog or is he a dingo? Or rather, she Bluey is the girl, the main character, main protagonist in the Bluey program. She's a little girl dog. And she's a little sister called Bingo. And then there's the mom and dad. And when I was asking, are they dogs or are they dingoes or what are they?
Well, lads, I was just listening to the show there.
The show, is it?
Good choice. Well done.
Thanks for your selection.
So, yes, fan of the Bluey show.
Same.
The dogs, the characters are actually based on a blue cattle dog.
Right.
And a red cattle dog, which are very popular breeds in Australia.
Well, there you go. Catalogs are very... What's your favourite catalog?
IKEA, probably.
I'd go Argos. Sorry, there.
Now, there you go.
There you go.
That's a fun fact for you for today.
Oh, we should do a fun fact,
oh,
actually.
Yeah.
Love the show, lads.
Hey,
thank you.
Cheers, Sarah. Much obliged. All right, what have I got for you? This is the rave. Do you fancy a rave? You're a mad raver, aren't you, JP?
Furry boots, glow sticks, that's me all over, right? Yep.
Well, there's a Shrek rave. I was reading about this morning. This is bonkers. A Shrek rave. You don't even need to ask, because it is exactly what it says on the tin. A Shrek rave is taking place this weekend in Dublin. A Shrek rave is going to be on this weekend in a place called Opium on Wexford Street. And apparently it's a daytime rave dedicated to everyone's favourite green ogre, his Princess Fiona and their noble steed Donkey. The event has been growing in popularity around the world. Now they're doing a tour. They're going to be travelling all to a multitude of various European locations, including Dublin. Dress code is green. And it's a day, by all accounts, it's a day rave.
Okay.
So let me call my Shrek guy.
Okay. Great soundtrack, the old Shrek movie, so brilliant. I imagine the loads. Rave will be full of bangers.
Well, there's a lip sync.
Oh, yeah.
Where am I putting that call? What's over?
It's ringing.
Was that Shrek 1 or 2 that was on lip sync? I think it was 2.
Oh, was it?
Hello?
Hello, was that Molly?
Yes, it is. Hey.
Hi, Ray Foley calling from ZFM. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very excited about this Shrek rave, Molly. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. It's exciting.
I'm overweight, I've got funny ears, and I'm green. I tick all the boxes naturally.
Yeah. We'll hire you. You can do the next one.
Tell us about that. Where did the idea for a Shrek rave come from?
So we were actually inspired by... similar raves in Australia and the US, which were really popular, but nobody was doing it here in the UK and Europe. So we launched sort of our own spin-off. It's clearly Shrek is as popular here as it is over there because everyone's been loving it.
Oh, my God. But see, the beauty of Shrek, I suppose, is that the soundtrack, well, there's a multitude of movies. So, and then each of those movies have had a load of brilliant songs on the soundtrack.
Yeah, great soundtracks, yeah.
So it's a good jumping off point. How old is Shrek now? 20 years? 20 odd years?
21 years, yeah.
21 years.
Yeah,
so I suppose there's generations of us.
2001. Yeah. So it's transcended the generations.
Yeah, loads of us will be, there'll be granddads at the Shrek rave. I was reading about the dress code. Is it green clothes or ogre wear?
So you can come as whatever you like. We get people dressing as some of the most obscure characters. People turn up and I'm like, I don't even remember them in the movie. But people come as like the three blind mice, the donkey, the Shrek, come in green. Come as you like.
Okay. And it says that it's a daytime rave. Are kids allowed to go as well then?
It is an 18 plus only event. Maybe we'll do a kids one in the future because I think that would be very popular. But these ones in the nightclubs are 18 plus and you get a real range of ages from like 18, like up to 40 plus.
Yeah, I will be definitely in the higher age bracket then.
I believe there are Shrek-themed drinks, right? Shrek-themed drinks. So the kiddies aren't necessarily going to be enjoying the Shrek-themed drinks.
No, there's booze.
No, exactly.
There's booze.
Okay,
yeah, you've
fair
got
enough.
Dragon's Blood cocktail or swamp juice. All these crazy creations.
Do you just do Shrek ones? Or would you have other themed raves as well?
At the moment, we're just doing Shrek rave, but we've definitely got other ideas for future raves. Definitely got other things in the making.
Right, but you don't want to give it away what it is. Do you have a personal favourite Shrek yourself?
I think the first one is possibly the the most iconic, but they're also good. They're like one of those series that, you know, sometimes the second film is bad and then the third is even worse. But Shrek, they nail everyone, so hard to pick a favourite.
Yeah, a very politically correct answer there. Well done, sitting on the fence. And I appreciate that, because you couldn't pick a favourite, particularly organising.
Couldn't possibly, no.
And so aside from the music and the drinks, what else is going to be, will there be particular events happening throughout the rave?
So we've got sort of like Shrek visuals and theming. Yeah, as we mentioned, Shrek cocktails. We have Shrek performances by the characters themselves. So we got Fiona, the fairy godmother, Donkey, and Shrek, of course, and they'll be singing the songs live. They're all amazing performers, so that's the real highlight of the rave. Obviously, it's a rave, so there'll be DJs with club classics and party anthems and games, surprises, competitions. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like great crack. It sounds completely bonkers and great fun. It's going to be on in Opium on Wexford Street, starting from 4 p.m. on Saturday.
That's
this Saturday, is it? Yeah, this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday.
And the website, Molly, is ShrekRaveOfficial.com.
Yep, that's correct.
Thanks so much for taking the call.
50 tickets left.
Only 50 left. All right, Jakers, if you want to go then. Yeah, get it. Swoop in now.
Nearly sold out.
ShrekRaveOfficial.com. Molly, thanks so much for taking the call. Much obliged.
Thank you, guys. All Have a good day.
You too. Bye. So many options then we can do. Because we were looking through the list and like, with every movie, there's like, it's an even better set. Like there's two different, hang on, why would there be two? Oh, they're from different movies. So there's one Smash Mouth there. Over there. This is a cover. When Smash Mouth did I'm a Believer.
Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Oh, hang on, lads. Here's one for you. This is from Shrek 2. And he leaps into action to save.
Oh, yeah.
Bonnie Tyler. They use this in the Mario movie as well, actually. Great song. Would you like me to skim on there? This is shaping up actually to be an amazing Saturday. Stop. Have a listen to this. These are all from Shrek soundtrack. This is brilliant.
I'm on my way from misery to happiness today.
You do one bit.
I'm on my way.
We're terrible at the ahas. What else have I got for you over here? Sorry. I'm mooching through the playlist here. Or the soundtrack. I gave you a bit of lip sync already. Yeah, funky sound. Skim.
Talk about
I'm going to put this on the mix on Friday.
Gotta move on.
Weren't Counting Crows, was Big Yellow Taxi the one from the soundtrack, or was it, oh, it was Accidentally in Love, was it?
It was, yeah. The theme tune to a sitcom.
It does. I think this is the first one, wasn't it? Haven't heard this in a million years.
So she said, what's the problem, baby? What's the problem? I don't know. Well, maybe I'm in love. Love. Think about it every time. I think about it. Can't stop. Think about it.
I'm going to skim on a little bit for you, sir.
I love.
Bloody line. That's such a sickener.
That was quite the build up and not quite a payoff.
Sing it!
We're accidentally in love.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Accidentally in love.
Somebody. Somebody.
Somebody won't tell me the world.
I'm going to play this one, right? Today FM. Tell me
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
That rave is going to be on Saturday in Dublin. She was looking kind of. The Cranberries and Dreams. Today FM, playing the music you love.
You nailed it.
Can I get it all?
Today FM, good afternoon. Raise my name, there's JP.
Hi.
Nice. Oh, yeah, we're talking about Bluey. Let's wrap up the Bluey chat, actually. But the kids are loving it. Bluey. The animated Australian dog. Actually, skim on. A dance version of the Bluey theme somewhere. Actually, I must go and dig it out for you. Not now though, we're running out of time. And a bunch of kids over there loving us.
Hi Ray and JP, it's David.
Hi David.
Aoife.
Hi Aoife.
And Quiva
here.
Quiva.
Hi guys.
We're loving the Bluey talk. We're really? On our way home from school and we were listening to it. Okay. We love the show ourselves. Hey. And Ray.
What?
Love the show. Yay!
Bye. Cheers guys, thanks for the voice note. 0874-100-102. We're also talking about Shrek. Between Shrek and Bluey, we've got all animated in the show this afternoon. There's a Shrek rave. It's going to be on in Dublin this weekend. We're chatting to one of the organisers earlier on. And a Shrek rave is just like loads of music from Shrek the movies. People dressing up, putting on green face paint. Dressing as Shrek and Fiona and Donkey and the Three Blind Mice. I think I'd dress as Puss in Boots. JP would make a good Lord Farquaad, someone said.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Maeve.
Oh, cheers, Maeve.
JP would make a good Lord Farquaad.
Okay.
He's got that angry small man energy.
Maeve.
He's just a little angry guy. Right, what have I got for you? Oh, more Tubbert if you... There we go. All over the news again today. I suppose he's going to be all over the news this week because this Friday is Tubberty's final show. All right, roll it there, Colette.
Roll it there, Colette.
Ryan Tubberty wraps up on the Late Late Show this Friday night. Kind of a sore subject for me, actually, given that I didn't get the gig, Patrick Keelty. This blow-in, Patrick Keelty. Or should I say commute-in? Should I say fly-in? But I'm fine with it. It's fine. I'm all good. Even though I live here, I live in Ireland. But I'm fine. I'm all good.
You're over it. Yeah. You look very much like you're over it.
Big discussions at the moment as to who Ryan Tubberty's final guests are going to be on his final, last ever, Late Late Friday Night Late Late Show. It's on this Friday. And there's a lot of discussion, a lot of speculation as to who will be his final guests. Mm-hmm. Now, he's already confirmed one of them. Do you know? Have you read the stories?
I have not.
Can you tell me?
If it's a classic Ryan Tubberty Late Late Show guest, it's
Think of the biggest, like the biggest citizen. Oh, I've given it away.
Michael D. Higgins.
Michael D. Higgins is confirmed this Friday on the Late Late Show.
Okay. He usually has one or all of the Gleasons on. Donal, Brendan, the other flavor.
Maybe perhaps a Gleason. I'm thinking what he should do is, and this is genuine. I think he owes it to both the audience and the guests to book the guests who have showed up time and time and time and time
and time,
and time again for Ryan Tubberty on the Late Late Show. So Mario has to be there.
Yes.
Mario Rosenstock, straight in.
The backbone of that show.
I'm surprised Mario didn't get the job instead of Patrick Keelty. Mm. Mario's been on it as much as Ryan Tubberty's been on it, for crying out loud. Mario Rosenstock, in.
Yeah, guaranteed. You've got to have somebody like Paul Brady in there, don't you? Somebody like that, anyway.
Like a musician?
Like Aslan have been on a fair bit, but they went on recently, so maybe not then.
What about Brezzy? Brezzy's been on a lot.
Plenty of times,
Throw Brezzy on.
Yeah.
Brezzy, you're in.
He's
well
a lock.
Done.
He's a lock. He's guaranteed.
Brezzy's a lock. We're filling up Friday's guest running order.
Gabriel Byrne's been on a few times.
Are you deluded?
What are you
talking
about?
Where are you getting your list of Late Late Show people
from?
He's
been on at least four or five times.
Paul Brady and Gabriel Byrne.
Gabriel Byrne has been on at least four or five times.
Dermot Bannon. That's what we're talking.
Okay.
Dermot Gavin, Dermot Bannon.
Any kind of a Dermot.
They're a lock. PJ Gallagher. Yes.
Okay.
You're not going to get Gabriel Byrne every Friday night.
He's been on the show loads.
So we've got PJ Gallagher, Brezzy. Mario Rosenstock, and the two Dermots.
I need Nevin Maguire to appear at some stage.
Absolutely. Talking now you're food, talking.
Absolutely.
Now you're talking. Mm. Now here's one for you.
Okay.
Can we book, when we've already booked Mario, can we book Oliver Callan as well? Dear.
Hang on a sec. Impressions at dawn.
And then we need one rugby player. You can only pick one rugby player being inspirational and generally rugby player-ish. I think we have to go Bod.
Bod would be the choice, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Bod it is. Bod, you're in. Congratulations.
And if he's not available, Shane Byrne will do.
Okay. We've got Bod. And then Amy Huberman, I suppose, is going to have to show up. Have we filled the show? That's the 2.5 hours done now. And they pay people for that.
Care Plus. We're guest providing home care for the people you love.
What if we just fall? What if we just
fall?
Gareth, you made the song your own. You added your own spin. We loved it.
Gareth, congratulations. You're through to boot camp. Today FM, Pink and Trust Fall, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray's here and JP's over there. Oh, my word. People are quite excited about the notion of us picking who's going to be on Ryan Tuberty's final Late Late Show. I was saying that the most frequent guests should fill a star-studded schedule, an incredible itinerary of the most popular, most consistent, most regularly used, most available guests throughout the years. Ryan Tuberty's 14 years. Grania says Imelda May would be a good shout. She's been on it loads.
It's true enough, yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Another reliable guest for the Late Late Show on Friday. Kevin says Mario's a lock, by the way. Mario's definitely, he has to be on it. Mario's practically a co-presenter on the Late Late Show at this stage. Mario's only been on the Late Late Show 17 times, according to his gift grub this morning from Kevin. 17's a good number. Paul asks the question, will Patrick Keilty be paying tax in Ireland on money he earns from the Irish taxpayer for presenting the Late Late Show?
Yeah.
From Paul, that's a good question. We'll be sure to put that to him on his first interview exclusively here on the Ray Foley Show. And Johnny asking the question as well this afternoon. Why wouldn't they go for Christy Moore? He's perfect.
Yeah.
Christy Moore has been on the Late Late so often he can do an interview with his eyes closed.
Did you get it? You get it, don't you?
That's very funny. Very fun. They're very fun. Do you know what? The listeners are very funny.
They're very good.
Joe, say what you like about Ray Foley's show, but the listeners are very funny. Okay, guys, 100K in 30 days for breast cancer in aid of the Marie Keating Foundation. This is on from the 1st of June. Kicking off next week from the 1st to the 30th of June, you got to cover 100 kilometres in 30 days. That works out about 3 kilometres a day, so we're going to do our 3K challenge on radio. Sign up there, 100kin30days.ie is their website if you want to sign up. Show support, get involved, do the 100K, support someone who is. It's 100kin30days.ie. Over the last 4 years, the 100K in 30 days has raised €4 million for breast cancer services in Ireland. And the funds from this year will support the Marie Keating Foundation and community nursing services, schools cancer awareness programs, survive and thrive programs, and positive living workshops. We had a chat with Ronan Keating on Monday. If you want to go back and listen to it, he was telling us what the Marie Keating Foundation is all about and the various projects they've been involved with now for years. And on an ongoing basis, they're looking for support, funding. Do what you can. 100kin30days.ie. Right, I've got a prize. Do I have a prize? €200 lifestyle sports voucher. If you think about doing the run or doing some running or walking, 100k in 30 days. And I've got to stay in the Hilton Hotel in Dublin.
Who am I calling? Lisa.
Lisa?
It's ringing. Kilkenny ringtone.
Sure is.
Fairly sure.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you? Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
Hi, good.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic.
Good. What are you doing today? What's your story? What's the latest?
I'm just finished work here. Hanging around, waiting for the call.
Okay, fair enough. What do you work at?
I work in a nursing home, in the kitchen.
In a nursing home, right, okay. And you're done and dusted for the day, is it?
Done and dusted.
So is there no food now after half four?
No, nothing.
I'm serious. Somebody asked the question.
No, or there is.
Someone else comes in and does the tea then, is it?
Yeah.
I think it's a legitimate question.
What do you think happens,
Ray? Or it could
Ray?
Be cold.
They just lower the shutters and
home. Well, I'm saying it could be salads or something. Rather than
exactly.
Yeah, well, there you go. I think it's a fair enough question. Right. God, your man laughing at me over there, Lisa. Unbelievable. Come here, we're looking at the 100K in 30 days. Will you get out for a few walks in June for us?
Oh, I will, yeah.
Well, in that case, let's sort you out for a €200 lifestyle sports voucher and a trip to the Hilton Hotel in Dublin. Including breakfast each morning and dinner on one evening in the Charlemont Bistro. We've got 3Ks on our sheet. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is our 3K challenge, Lisa. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm running as we speak.
Mentally, she's mentally running. Mm. She's running out the door because she wants to go home. We just kept her in work for the sake of the flipping quiz. Here we go, babes. Question one. Which K animal, animal beginning with a K, has offspring called Joey's?
Kangaroo.
You're right.
Yes, well done.
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
That's one out of three.
K number two. Which band had hits with Human and Somebody Told Me?
Killers.
It's the Killers.
Oh,
it is.
Two out of three. Yes, nearly there.
And your third K and your 3K challenge. In which 1990 movie did Arnold Schwarzenegger play an undercover cop working as a teacher at an early learning school?
That's tricky.
Kindergarten Cop.
It's Kindergarten.
Thank you, Colin.
That's a bother on you. No, I shouldn't have to think about it. Who's there with you?
My friend Lisa, Colin and Neil.
A shout out to the gang then. And congratulations. You are our winner this afternoon. Oh, thanks
for
100K in 30 days. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Enjoy the prize and enjoy the break in the Hilton Hotel. Thanks for taking the call. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Liz, I want to be loved. This is Today FM. Play the music. Joe, I'm wrecked after that. I feel like I gave it my all.
Okay.
I've nothing left in the tank.
Blood, sweat and tears.
I'm running on fumes. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Yeah. You know?
We didn't get to do Thin Lizzo, where Lizzo reveals she's taking a surprise new musical direction with her Thin Lizzy covers band. They're called Thin Lizzo. We didn't get to do Bicky Hill, where singer Becky Hill gives us her top five biscuits. Yeah. Viscount is up there. Love a minty biscuit. And we didn't get to do the Cranberries, where we talked to Ireland's oldest Cranberries tribute act. Vera, Dimna and Maureen sing all the band's classic hits under the name the Cranberries. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow on radio. Have a lovely evening. The last word's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.